TGIF.
That doesn't exist anymore.
It does.
Children don't even know what that. No, that's like nighttime news. Children don't
I'm
know
not talking about like the
America's funniest home videos.
I'm talking about the television show. I'm talking about the slogan. Thank God it's Friday, and not like.
Yeah. No, I know. I know what you're saying. Mm. I got you. But it is Friday, and apparently this week has just been movies, and nothing but movies. Nothing's happened in the world. I mean, I'm sure something terrible's happened in the world, but mostly movies.
There's always terrible crap happening.
Because we're Americans, and we're privileged that way, and so we can ignore school shootings and mass shootings. And just
and war movies. Happening in Sudan.
See? Mm-hmm. Didn't know that. There you go. War happening in Sudan. Mm-hmm. So, something that's probably, well, I'm not going to say it's just as terrible as war happening in Sudan.
That's not true.
But something terrible, something terrible that sounds like it's going to happen, but maybe it'll be fine, is there's going to be a Street Fighter movie, which, that doesn't sound bad, but reading about it, the directors are Michael and Danny Filippo, the duo behind one of this year's best horror movies,
I have not seen. I didn't even know it came out, which I'm going to watch that.
There you go.
Over this weekend and listen and review it, because the fuck? How did I not know
there
that?
There you go. Because you love
I love movies. Them. I love them. I love them a lot.
Yep. But it doesn't seem like the first obvious choice for a Street Fighter movie. But these guys are going to get to the Street Fighter movie. They're two filmmakers who are twin brothers from Australia. They ran a successful YouTube channel called Raka Raka, where they uploaded comedy and horror short films. And one of them, Michael, even has a bit of experience with real fighting, having competed as an undercard during the Logan Paul versus KSI pay-per-view event. So,
like, we have come a long way in YouTube stuff, because there were, I'd totally be forgetting that there would be celebrity, YouTube celebrity boxing matches. There's quite a few of them.
I mean, there was just Creator Clash, which was like 2 weeks ago, which was just YouTube celebrities who trained to box each other and sold out an arena and pay-per-view. I still need to finish it, actually, because there was the last fight, I think, was the guy from Epic Mealtime versus a legitimate pro wrestler and John. Oh, what the heck is his name? He's had so many stupid names. Like, I know his last one was Johnny Mundo when he was in like AEW or like TNA, but John Morrison is what he goes by in WWE.
Wow.
But real big guy. Not a boxer, but real big guy. And probably not a guy who's going to get tired in the ring real fast, because he's used to running around, jumping, flipping, doing crazy stuff. I don't know. I got to watch the fight. I don't even know who won.
That conditioning is on point. It was probably people of the Epic Mealtime.
Yeah, man.
Hope it was on point.
I mean, he looked like he lost a lot of weight. He was ready to box, but we'll see. So Street Fighter. I mean, it's a video game movie, and they're the new hotness.
They will replace the superhero movies. I have a good feeling. By the time Marvel finishes this new saga, I think the fatigue is probably going to set in, and only the hardcore super fans are really going to be into it.
We'll see. I mean, Disney's already slowing them down, so they may slow down their fatigue by spacing stuff out a little more.
Maybe bumping up the quality instead of the quantity.
Yeah. That seems to be the case. But Street Fighter, it's, a movie about people fighting. It could work, or they could add a weird plot, and we'll get, General Guile. And Bison, I'm coming for your ass. I don't know if that's what he said, but he said something like that to a camera.
Are we talking about the Jean-Claude Van Damme, Street Fighter?
Of course.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
For you, the day Bison came to your village was the worst day of your life. But for M. Bison, it was Tuesday.
Oh, my God, that movie was so great. That movie was so great.
I need to go watch it. I need to go watch that again, actually. So, and probably better news, Warner Brothers announces the voice cast for Justice League War World, which I assume is just the latest DC animated.
Apparently, it's like right after Legion of Superheroes that just came out. Because there's a little pre-scene. Okay. I didn't know what that's, because I saw the post-credit scene and I didn't know what that was a reference to. I was just like, there's so much shit that. Did you see it?
That makes sense.
For spoiler for the people who didn't see it, Superman and Batman. Well, Superman's talking to Supergirl as she's still in the future, and they're like just catching up and stuff. And then he says he leaves, and then he's talking to Batman, and then like something from the sky shoots down, and like Bert blows like blows them away or something like that. They just like just a Bert mm-hmm. spot where they are. And I didn't know what that was a reference to, but apparently I guess they got teleported to War World, which okay.
Yep, that makes sense.
So it's gonna be Batman Superman sense. At War World, or is it gonna
Well, Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman okay. so far in the picture and or War World fighting, I guess, you know, Darkseid. But it also seems to say Martian Manhunter will be in there and Frank Grillo as Agent Faraday and Mongol. Yeah, Mongol is War World, actually, not Darkseid. Darkseid is Apocalypse. Some DC heroes like Jonah Hex and Batlash.
Why would Jonah Hex be? Okay, sure, whatever. But
Jonah Hex goes everywhere.
John DiMaggio. Anyway, the voice actor for
John DiMaggio.
Yes, the voice actor for Bender and Jake in
Yeah, for Jake.
Yeah, Adventure Time. The voice of Lobo, which I think is a good cast. That's just sounds like quality stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, their movies are always of a certain quality. You're probably going to get a decent show out of it, so it's not that big a deal. Darren Criss is Superman, Stana Kynick is Wonder Woman, and Jensen Ackles is Batman, which they've all played these characters before, too.
Wait, so. Jensen Ackles played Batman before?
I believe he's played
I know before, he played the Red Hood.
In one of these movies.
Which he did a great job at that.
I could be wrong, but I feel like he's played him at least once as Batman. So, you know, that's their new kind of lineup for this new universe for these movies. That's who typically plays the characters.
And it's called the Tomorrowverse.
Is that? We'll see.
That's what they call it the Tomorrowverse. Like I'm assuming this is all the stuff that's after the Darkseid World.
Yeah, maybe.
Is that why? I don't know why it's called Tomorrowverse though, because I'm a little behind.
Yeah, I'm not. I didn't know. I was unaware that they called it that, but I know they kind of closed up the old DC universe.
Yes, they do.
They had kind of done like a Flashpointy kind of, you know, events. They had a whole giant catastrophe. Yes. They did Flashpoint, and then they kind of closed out the whole DC universe that was before for like the last 30 years. And now this is kind of a new thing that's launched from it. So, I don't know. It's the same thing. It's the characters, you know. Yeah. Different adventures,
but you know, I mean, by the just Next small, one. Just real okay, quick, League of Superheroes, Legion of Superheroes was not a bad movie. Mm-hmm. It was really good. Good. I enjoyed it. I was going to review it, but it was a little too late. So, But yeah,
Legion of Superheroes, Supergirl ends up in the future and joins the Legion. Yeah, fun movie. Wasn't too bad. Yeah, she's always got anger issues, but anyway.
She's a teenage girl who her entire civilization was wiped out, and she ended up on a new planet, which is like, imagine waking up in the Middle Ages. Basically, it would be the equivalent to. So, she,
but so angry. So angry.
I'd be angry too.
I guess so.
Speaking of things that make people angry, Twisted Metal. Seriously?
I mean, do people get angry about Twisted Metal? It's been like about, I don't know, over a decade since the last game.
I feel like more like the fact that we're getting a live action Twisted Metal show kind of makes me a little angry.
I mean, like, there's only one thing that makes me angry about this show. It's not the fact that Anthony Mackie is the lead. That's fine.
Sam Wilson, the Falcon, for those of you who don't know the name.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm, the Falcon, Sam Wilson. He plays John Doe, an amnesiac milkman. Yes. Tasked with delivering a package across the barren post-apocalyptic rains of the United States, which confuses me to no end because milkman? Okay, sure. And then there's also the real star of the show, they say, might be Sweet Tooth, the original game's flame-headed mascot who wears a clown mask
freaking Sweet Tooth.
And drives around in a tricked-out ice cream truck. What makes me upset is that Samoa Joe is playing Sweet Tooth.
Yes.
Samoa Joe is
he's playing the body of, I think, he's physically. The physical body.
Yeah.
He's not very cool. Though.
Yeah. That doesn't make me upset. Yeah. No, the voice actor is Will Arnett.
And that makes you upset. Hate Will Arnett.
Because something about Will Arnett enrages me. I don't.
Do you
like
want to tell
him.
The Do you want to tell why. The people that you why you have a heart up for Will Arnett and how long it's been going? Other than the fact that
I don't know why I have a heart up for Will Arnett, quite honestly. I don't know why. I just know everyone was big on BoJack Horseman. I tried to watch it, and it just made me furious. I couldn't take BoJack, his voice and his whole delivery.
BoJack Horseman is probably top 10 animated adult animated shows, honestly.
I don't understand you people at all. I don't understand you people. And then he was Batman, and it was just like too much and exaggerated. I was just like, why is this man everywhere?
Wish you could figure out a way to get over that. I'm just like, you why? Specifically would love this show.
I don't think so. I can't get over it. I can't. I just can't. Everything about it just feels dumb to me, and it's just made worse because he opens his mouth, his big dumb mouth.
And I guarantee you watch the first season, you're going to be quoting it all the
time. The only thing I've tolerated him in is Arrested Development. That's the only thing I've ever tolerated him in. Yeah. See? I don't. Yeah. It's because he wasn't on screen most of the time. And she's like, I could see him on screen, and my brain could turn off and be like, he's going to talk. And it's just like, all right. But yeah. So he's the voice of Sweet Tooth. And this is coming out, I think, this summer, I believe. And we're supposed to get a teaser today as we record this. So the teaser should pop up today for
at some point,
which is going to be on Peacock.
Peacock. Again, video game movies are coming, and video game movies and television shows. We're going to get a lot of this crap.
Yeah.
I mean, quality television stuff. Wow.
Quality. Yeah. Okay. So this was something we were talking about briefly, I believe, after we signed off yesterday, which was Optimus Prime and the voice of Optimus Prime potentially being the same in perpetuity because of AI and being able to just pull old footage and audio and just use someone's voice forever. Apparently, someone out there said, no, we can't do that. We're not doing Peter Cullen's voice as Optimus Prime forever. We need a sexy Optimus Prime. So let's make Chris Hemsworth the voice of young, sexy Optimus Prime. So that's what's going to happen. Chris Hemsworth is going to voice Optimus Prime for Transformers 1, a new animated movie that promises the origin story of the leaders of the Autobots and the Decepticons, Paramount Animation announced on Thursday.
That's about when he was like a librarian, right? Before he became like the one.
He was a librarian.
When I was jumped in and out of reading comics and stuff, but I believe one of his origin stories, we found out that he was like a librarian. He originally was a librarian before this all started, and then he got like the matrix of leadership and stuff. Your trials.
I see. Well, it'll star Brian Tyree Henry, Atlanta, and Spider-Man's The Spider-Verse as a young Megatron in a story about how the two most famous Transformers went from brothers in arms to sworn enemies. The story of Optimus Prime and Megatron's youth was previously explored in comic publishers IDW's Transformers series.
Orion.
But the animated film will likely take its own approach to young Optimus, back when he was known as Orion Pax.
Orion Pax.
Joining Hemsworth and Henry are Scarlett Johansson as Alita, aka Alita 1, Optimus' Autobot leader standing while he was away from Oh my god, I'm saying so many words that I don't care about. Keegan-Michael Key as Bumblebee. John Hamm as Sentinel Prime. The leader of the Autobots,
and Optimus, say that name.
And Lawrence Fishburne as Alpha Trion, one of the oldest, wisest Transformers. Oh my god. Okay. I have a problem with this. And here's my problem. Here's my one problem. Because, look, okay, stop. I'm not going to.
And for those of you not noticing, this could be good. Of you who are not watching,
he was shimmying and shaking. I don't know. See, this is why we should do video, because you could see that, and you could see my disgust, not from Sam, just on all of this. But here's my issue with this. This is a movie, right? This is a movie about robots, right? So why would the fucking voices change? The fucking robots. Was Optimus Prime born a baby robot and grew into a giant Optimus Prime bot? Or was he just born an Optimus Prime bot? And then, like...
No, they're...
Changed his name later. But it's like, well, no, we have to show he aged. No,
like, they do get older, and like he became a different he's the same person I guess underneath, but he became a different Transformer when this happened. So yes his voice can change.
Jesus
also Christ. Like again, let new actors take the roles. I wouldn't have picked exactly the same cast, but let new actors take the role.
Look, I'm actually fine with the whole new actors thing. It's just I don't know, whatever. Here, you take the next one. I'm sure it's thrilling.
I mean, you really kind of, all right. So you guys know that like, there's like Smurf movies out there, right? And like people make Smurf movies. So apparently there's going to be another Smurf movie, and it's going to be produced, scored, and starring Rihanna. Rihanna's going to play Smurfette.
What? I didn't realize about that part.
So she's going to do the soundtrack. She's going to be producing this, and she's going to be starring in it as Smurfette.
That part I did not know. That's wild.
Sure. Okay. Why not? I don't particularly care.
It's coming out in 2025.
I have not watched one of those Smurf movies. I've not watched one. I do not care.
Okay. To be fair, I've watched them. They are perfectly fine if you catch them on cable and it's like, oh, this is the thing to watch for a day or an hour. Like, they're a diversion. They're kind of cute, but yeah.
Nah. Okay.
I didn't know she was producing and scoring this.
She's doing all of it. I'm pretty sure that's probably, knowing her, it was probably all connected. Like, she probably was just like, if you're going to get me this, I need to have this and this. And they were just like, well, we don't have anyone else to score.
That doesn't seem like a thing. Anyone would make a goal. Like, if you're going to get me this.
No, because it's like, what just doesn't. No, because it's just like more money. Because you got to remember, like, it's just like, if you're getting paid for the voice acting, you're getting paid to be a producer for the thing. So you have the control of that. And then you're getting paid to get the.
I mean, I guess that's fair.
I'm guaranteeing you, like, three of her songs are going to be on this damn track. Like, whatever. You know?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's fair. I guess so. Yeah, Untitled Smurfs animated film. So it's but wait, but she'd be writing and writing and performing original music. So I mean, that's fine. I don't know. Like, you know, the review that somebody wrote about this seemed to be very focused on the fact that Rihanna is Smurfette. They announced she's Smurfette. Rihanna is Smurfette. It was very heavy on that, and it's like, okay, sure, she's Smurfette. I mean, it doesn't bother me. It's just
Smurfette. I do not care about Smurfette or Smurfs. I mean, like, I watched the animated show when I was a kid, but like, I didn't even care.
I mean, you know,
I didn't give
it. It's the Smurfs. They're like, I mean, sure. People, it's like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Sooner or later, you got to dust them off. And, you know, oh, hey, have you heard the Smurf theory, actually, that somebody told some kid once?
No.
Okay, quick thing before we get into the last movie thing. So the Smurf theory was that basically the Smurfs are they're dead children.
That was so weirdly.
That was a perfect alarm for what I just said. That's great.
That's so weirdly.
Yeah. So apparently, because it was like in the Eastern European like thing where the Smurfs came from, and it gets like very cold in the winter and snows there. The Smurfs are basically created from the bodies of dead children, where it's like children fall in the snow, they get buried by the snow, they die, their bodies feed the ground, and the mushrooms grow out of them, and the Smurfs come out of those mushrooms. And the reason the Smurfs are blue is because they're dead children who froze to death in the snow. So the Smurfs are born from the bodies of dead children who die in the snow.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Yes. That was apparently what some guy put on like TikTok. Like, he loved the Smurfs as a kid, and he had a little thing. And his teacher came in one day and like was like, "What? Don't you know about the Smurfs?" And then told him this whole theory, and now you can't forget it.
So is this
I don't know if this is canon. At all.
Any kind of confirmed or?
I don't know if it's. I haven't looked up if it's confirmed. I just remember hearing it. I was like, "Wow, that's it's pretty twisted."
Dark.
But, yeah. So la 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 la, we're all dead.
I mean, they're living. Yeah, they grew out of the dead. I mean,
yes, very something close. Like that.
Yeah.
Either way, that's the Smurfs. Rihanna's a Smurf. So take that as you will.
Speaking of things we don't need.
So yeah. And speaking of things that are gonna die, yesterday they announced. Well, they didn't announce it, but they put the first trailer out for The Hunger Games 5. The Ballad of Snakes and Birds, song, Birds and Snakes.
Ballad of Songs and Snakes.
Songs and Snakes. Well, that's not how it goes. Birds and Snakes and Songs and Things and Snakes and Birds.
No one gives a single F about this stupid movie.
Yes, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
There we go.
Yes. This is based on the book that came out in 2020 while we were all busy hiding in the pandemic. It was a prequel to The Hunger Games original series, set in the universe of The Hunger Games 64 years before the first installment. The book follows young Coriolanus Snow, who is far from the cold, calculating dictator seen during the events of the original trilogy. This is during the 10th Hunger Games, after he develops feelings for the female District 12 tribute. So there you go. It was actually the 10th Hunger Games already. But yeah, so this stars Viola Davis, Peter Dinklage, Rachel Zegler, and
many others.
Man, it's The Hunger Games. Many others.
I will say this. It's kind of funny that they started it off, the trailer, with Peter Dinklage's character taking a shot. And I'm just like, don't typecast you, bro. Don't let him typecast you as someone who always likes to drink.
Look, if he's being typecasted as someone who likes to drink, he could be typecasted as far worse. They could be like, yeah, we need a little guy. That guy. And that's what they would typecast him as. So he probably already is, unfortunately. But yeah. He's the guy they think of when they go, yeah, we need one. That one. The great one. Well, the great one. At least you're considered great. But yeah, so another Hunger Games. I mean, the trailer looks cool. I mean, it doesn't look bad. I mean, do we need it?
Probably not.
I don't know. But it looks like it could be fun. I don't know if it's going to spin out into multiple movies. I'm pretty sure that's the only book that came out.
They'll probably split this into
Original trilogy.
If this is based off a book, they split it into two at least. That's just a rule. Yeah, that's just possible.
I mean, it's a 517-page book.
Two movies.
Audiobook was released. A film adaption from it is coming. I'm trying to see if there's any talk of it being spin off. Because, I mean, it feels like you would just make one movie if it's just one book. Because it feels like you're going a little far. It's coming out this year, November 17th, 2023. And from what I can see, it doesn't look like they've decided to break it into two. So it looks like it's just going to be one movie, which, I mean, look, you usually break the last movie into two, not like the first movie. So if it's a new trilogy, it feels like you make it just a new trilogy and you call it a day.
We might not get two movies out of this book, but I guarantee you this will not be the last we see of the Hunger Games, especially if this movie does relatively okay.
Yeah. And I actually think it probably has a decent chance to do okay, because it's, you know, it's coming out in November, which is usually a pretty good time for decent
movies.
We haven't been inundated with Hunger Games.
There's
going
to be a television show that's going to be, it's going to be basically a whole season long thing about one of the games, and I guarantee it's going to be like the first game. And then you just keep doing them until it, and then you just keep doing it until it gets to this movie. Yeah.
This one?
That means nine seasons.
Yeah, we'll see. I think if they were going to do that, they probably would have done it already. I mean, I guess if this is a huge smash, then I could see that possibly happening. Like, we'll be like, well, we got to do some more. Let's just, instead of movie, we'll just do something else. And we'll just, you know, we can swap every season.
More people die.
Yeah. But we'll see. Like I said, everyone hungers for something. The Hunger Games, the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. So, hey, good for them, I guess. We'll see how it goes. Doesn't look terrible, at least from the trailer so far. So other than that, I don't have much else. I think I think CinemaCon may finally be over now.
Finally rest.
Yes, we'll see if all the news is over, but we'll probably talk about Twisted Metal next week if we see the trailer and it looks like trash or it looks amazing.
I'm talking to
never over
about this movie, and I'm gonna watch it. The television show. I'm gonna watch the trailer. I'm gonna be like, oh my god, there's nothing else but this. Watch.
Yeah. See, it's never over. The movies just they never end. They just keep going forever, and we live in the cinema.
It's like a circle.
That's all. But yeah. As you draw a square, very nice.
The boy meets world.
It took my brain a second. Yeah, no.
He's like, it's a lovely triangle.
We are a triangle. You're just like, yeah, and it's like he draws a square. Yeah, it's a really good podcast. That's a reminder. Actually, I should remember this week's podcast. This episode here is sponsored by Pod Meets World.
No, the boy meets world. Don't tell them that we're doing that. Don't do that.
Look, I'm gonna start just putting face sponsors at the start and the end of every show.
Please promote, please check out 4 Minutes Too, the 4 Minute podcast. Mike and Mike Go to the Movies. No late fees. No more late fees. Yeah,
she should.
Anyone else that we sponsor or like have a brothership?
No one else we're affiliated right now. Just
unless you want to be affiliated with
late fees. Mike and Mike Go to the Movies.
The Complete Works.
There you go. The Complete Works, which is also a Mike and Mike podcast. But yeah, I think I'm going to go run outside. No, I'm not going to go run. I don't run. I'm turning 40. I think I'm going to go walk outside before it starts raining. So, you know, get healthy, stay alive for this hellscape we live in.
Gotta run from the sun somehow.